العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. الصلاة والسلام على الحسين الشهيد المظلوم الغريب المذبوح من القفا لا سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن. أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفضاء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم، لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا لعلكم تفلحون. صلوات. أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم في مصاب الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام. My condolences to Imam of the Age and condolences to all of you as you are spending the night and the day in the mourning of your master Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam al-Mazlum-e-Karbala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you best of the rewards. This is the loyalty of the followers of Sayyid al-Shuhada. We get together to pledge the allegiance before Imam Hussein, before Imam of the Age, as the people in Karbala, the companions in Karbala, they had pledged the allegiance before Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salatu wassalam. We use the same terms which were being used over there, as all of them, they have said, Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum, that we are pleased with them, everyone, you are pleased with them. And we are in war with all those people who are in war with Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important elements in the victory of the blood over the sword, that is the patience. As Quran has advised in Surah Mubarakah Ali Imran, at the end of Surah Mubarakah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with the faithful people by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O faithful people, isbiru, that means practice patience. Be patient in your life. وَصَابِرُوا, and advise patience to the other people as well. وَرَابِطُوا, and also be guard for yourself and for your boundaries. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you that success. If we look in Karbala, one of the most important elements which Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had used to be successful and achieve his tasks on the day of Ashura, that was the patience. And the patience of Imam Hussein is one of the most famous quality in the life of Imam Hussein. And we as the followers of Sayyid al-Shuhada have to look today that how we can achieve that quality, because that quality, it helps the people that they can be successful. If we can see the success in anywhere, in any movement, it becomes successful, it becomes victorious because of the patience. Because patience, it makes people firm. It gives a strength to stand against all the difficulties. And when a person can stand against the difficulties, when he can go through the trials, then there cannot be any power which can make him defeated. Because defeat is only for the people, they cannot stay patient. Those people who do not have this quality of the patience, they become defeated. But all those people, they have this quality, and they have achieved this quality in all their lives. They tried to practice from their beginning of life to achieve the quality of the patience. They can be successful. And there is no power in this world which can stand against a human being who has the quality of the patience. If this quality is achieved, then success is there. Because Quran has said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu asbiru, O people, to practice the patience. Wasabiru, and second quality, when you started practicing patience, then your another responsibility, that you have to advise your brothers, you have to advise your sisters, you have to advise your family members, you have to advise your community, you have to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Because when a mu'min starts practicing, a mu'min is not an individual person. We sometimes think that whatever we practice, if we individually start practicing, that's enough and it's sufficient, our duty is completed. No. When we start practicing, there is another duty and responsibility after that. It is on our shoulders, that we have to ask other people as well. We have to invite other people. I have seen this quality which gives me a success. So enjoin the other people, that other people, they can achieve this quality as well. From this verse, we can understand that every mu'min and every believer has this responsibility, that after practicing this patience in his life, he has to invite. And this is not only in the patience. It is about every practice. That any practice we do, after completion of that practice, we have to invite other people. For example, we pray, and if somebody becomes practicing in prayer, then he has another duty, that he has to call the other people for the prayer as well. If we look at the personality of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the phrases in Ziyarat, we call about our Imam, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ قَدْ أَقَمْتَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَيْتَ الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرْتَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَيْتَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That enjoining towards the good deeds, that was one of the mottos, one of the missions of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. He started his mission, his movement, because of that. Let us look at how we can achieve this quality of the patience in our life. What are the ways that if a person wants to like to have? Of course, this is very important quality, and quality which is key for the success in this world. And if we today we can see that the resistance of the Muslim movements, they became successful, they have actually practiced this quality. They became firm. They thought about that they can go through every trial and they will stay patient. And if they stay patient, then even if there is the government of Shah, even if there is Israel, even if there is American government, any power cannot stand in front of one patient person. I can tell you, one patient person, one sabir person, one person who practices the quality of the sabr, if whole world get together, they cannot face him. This is the lesson that we can learn today on the day of Ashura. One person is very important. Look at the day of Ashura, when there was only one Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam, alone standing in front of the enemies at that time. He was alone. But being alone, he felt he's not alone. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient people. He felt a strong power is behind Hussein, because he was connected with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was always feeling that power. He received the spiritual power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he could say, رِضًا لِقَطَائِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِهِ. He started practicing this patience in his life. To achieve the patience in our life, one of the best ways that we should always remember our death. This is one thing. But it is certain, it is going to come. Anyway, we have to leave this world. This is not the world to live. If a person can make his mission that he remembers the death in his life, it becomes easier for him to practice patience. Because death, it comes today, tomorrow, anytime. And the person is ready to face the death. And that is what we can look in those sentences of one of the best personalities in Karbala, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. When we look at this personality, Ali Akbar, he speaks with his father by saying that if death comes towards me, or we go towards death, there is no difference, because we are on right path. So one of the things what Imam alayhi salam started reminding himself from beginning his life, or from the beginning of his move, that was death. Look at those phrases. If you go through the statements of Sayyidul Shuhada, you would find that in the beginning he started saying, خُطَّ الْمَوْتُ عَلَىٰ وُلْدِ آدَمَ مَخَطَّ الْقَلَادَ فِي جِيدِ الْفَتَاتِ. That death is written for the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It's like a necklace. As the ladies, they wear that necklace. It is always with the people. It lives with the people. And then sometimes he gives this slogan, إِنِّي La ara al maut illa sa'adatan. I do not look at the death, but only I look at death as a fortune. I look at that as a blessing. When death becomes blessing in the life of a mu'min, at that time who can face this person? Because now every force which is going to force this person, he is ready to stand. He is firm for that, because he knows that either way death is going to face him. somebody can kill him, that is the least thing somebody can do with him. That's what we can see in the great personalities like Hazrat Meetham. That's what we can look at these personalities, the companions of Sayyid al-Shuhada. They were being firm that death is going to come towards them. And look at those advisors of Sayyid al-Shuhada. One of the most patient personality, of course, in Karbala, that was Sayyid al-Shuhada himself, because he was chief at that time. He was imam, he was leader. And of course, he has to be the most patient personality in the Karbala. That is why Sabrul Hussein, it is narrated in various books, that this is the famous quality. When he speaks with his close ones, sometimes he comes to his sister. Sometimes he goes to his companions. He makes them firm. He makes them ready that they can face those trials. First of all, during the night, he tried his companions. Look at the strategy of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the policy of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. When he wanted to prepare them, he did not force. He never forced them. He never asked them, you have to be with me. I am Imam. It is your responsibility that you have to stay with me. But Imam has used another strategy. He asked them, just turn these lights off. And I am going to ask you, take your children, take your families, go out of Karbala. Me, Hussein, alone can stand in front of these thousands of the army. That's what Imam al-Islam had said. Don't think that if I stay alone, I will be weak. Imam was saying, if I stay alone, then be sure that I am going to achieve that task, even if you leave, if you all leave. And then he said that if I go underneath earth, if I hide anywhere in this world, then also the enemies are going to take me. Then death is going to come towards me. So he was quite sure about the death. That is why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, he started advising. This is one of the sermons of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam in the beginning of the day of Ashura. He said, "Istaiddu lil bala." Be prepared for the trial. Istaiddu. Oh people, get ready. Oh my companions, get ready for the trials. Wa'alamu. أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى حَامِيكُمْ. And you must be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to support you, because you are on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. All those people who strive for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah support them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى حَامِيكُمْ وَحَافِظُكُمْ وَنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ شَرِّ الْأَعْدَىٰ. And be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect you from the enemies and from evils of enemies. وَيَجْعَلْ آئِلَكُمْ وَأَمْرُكُمْ خَيْرًا وَيَجْعَلْ آقِبَتُكُمْ وَأَمْرُكُمْ خَيْرًا. And then Imam alayhi salam said that your destiny is the destiny of the blessing, the destiny of the khair. You are going to achieve the khair. Either way, you stay alive or leave this world, be martyr. Both ways, your destiny is written. And that is the destiny of khair. That is the destiny of blessing. Brothers and sisters, today, if we can see that our brothers and sisters in Palestine are being successful. Really, they have been successful. Today they are victorious, and their victory is belong to their patience. If we can see today, our brothers and sisters in Lebanon have been successful That is only because of their patience. They were being firm. If Islamic revolution in Iran became successful, that was the reason that the people, they stayed patient. The leader of that movement had to leave the country. He has to live exile outside the country for years. But again, when he returned back, he was successful. He achieved his task. The war, 8 years war, was imposed on that nation. But because of the patience of that nation, because of being firm in front of those trials, they have achieved. This is the same thing that if we start practicing today, we can be successful. The people anywhere in the world should not feel weak. When we are mu'min, when we are believer, don't feel yourself as a weak. You are not alone, but you have power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overwhelming on any other power. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Achieve that quality. Practice that quality in your life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can back you, can be behind you, can support you. Then angels will come and they will support you. Angels will tell you, they will give this bisharat that you are not alone. You have many supporters. You have support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, brothers and sisters, look at our master, Sayyid al-Shuhada in Karbala. Yes, our Mawla, he was sabir. This quality is very famous quality of Sayyid al-Shuhada. But sometimes, as a human being, he went through the big trials. And some of the points on the day of Ashura were very difficult for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Let me mention all those points, all those places where it was difficult for Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the points, when I look at the Maqtal, that when the son of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Hazrat Qasim, came asking Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, can you let me go towards the battlefield? This was one of the difficult times in the life of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. It is narrated that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam started looking at this young man and he said, oh Qasim, you are so young and you are the son of my brother Hassan al-Mujtaba. Whenever I become thirsty to see my brother, at that time I can see you. Oh brothers and sisters, this is the time after the Zuhr of Ashura. Oh Shias, oh believer, today we came with a grief. Our hearts are burning with the tragedy of Karbala. At that time Imam alayhi salatu wasalam took Qasim close to him. He started hugging with Qasim. He started kissing the forehead of Qasim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then in Maqtal it is said, for a long time both uncle and nephew, they were both crying. And that is how Imam alayhi salatu wasalam asked from the Qasim to leave toward the battlefield. But when Qasim called Abu Abdullah al-Hussein from the battlefield, it is said, Hamid ibn Muslim says that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam rushed from the camp and he went towards the body of Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu wasalam. That was another difficult moment in the battlefield of Karbala. Second place and second point in the battlefield of Karbala, when Ali Akbar came close to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, the person Imam alayhi salatu wasalam gave a quicker permission, that was Ali Akbar. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam just Suddenly he said that, yes, you can go. Immediately he asked Ali Akbar, yes, you can go. But after that, he raised his hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he raised one of the fingers towards the skies by saying, Allahumma ashhad ala haula'il qawm alladheena baraza ilayhim ashbahun nase khalqan wa khulqan bi rasulillah. Oh Allah, to be a witness that I am sending one of the young person, one of the young son who is one of the resemblance of my grandfather Rasulullah. And when Ali Akbar called his father, he said, Alayka minni salamullah. Oh my father, my final salam upon you. And Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, He was walking towards the battlefield and he was saying a poetry. Do you like to hear that poetry of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein? As Imam said, Ala ad-dunya ba'daka al-afwa Ya Aliyun al-Akbar Ala ad-dunya ba'daka al-afwa. It's difficult to live in this world after you, Ali Akbar. And Imam came close to the body of Ali Akbar. As in Maqtal, it's been said, قَتَعُوهُ إِرْبَانَ إِرْبَانَ. When enemies, they attacked on Ali Akbar, they cut the body of Ali Akbar in the pieces. Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam went and came down from the horse. He sat down with the body of Ali Akbar. And what did he do? Imam alayhi salatu wasalam took the face of Ali Akbar and he started kissing the face of Ali Akbar. This was son of Imam Hussein. And then he took the piece of his abba. He started washing the eyes of Ali Akbar because eyes were filled with the blood. He started washing the face of Ali Akbar. He started wiping the face of Ali Akbar and he was saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then Imam wanted to take the body of Ali Akbar from the battlefield. This was another difficult moment, brothers and sisters, because Ali Akbar was young and Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam was 65 years old. When he wanted to take the body of his son, at that time he could not take the body. The narrators say that he called the children. He said, oh children, come and help with me. I would like to take the body of Ali Akbar towards the camp. And finally, another moment I would like to say, which was another difficult moment in the Karbala, when Imam Hussein came on the body of Hazrat Abbas. It is said that was the final moment that Abbas was still alive. Imam sat down, closed the body of Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam, and he started saying, Al-an in kasara zahri. Oh my brother Abbas, you was one of the supporters, you was one of the flag holders. When you left this world, after that my back is broken. Oh brothers and sisters, then he started speaking with Hazrat Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, oh my brother Abbas, do you have any wish? And you know what Abbas has said? Abbas said, oh my brother, Can you wipe my eyes? My eyes are also filled with the blood. I cannot see. I would like to see finally your face. That how you are looked after my death. How you are going to be looked as an oppressed person around the world. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalbi yanqalibun. Matame Hussain.